At the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague today, defendant Slobodan Milosevic delivered his own opening arguments. The former Yugoslav president denounced the charges lodged against him, the NATO alliance, and the tribunal itself. Milosevic also accused the West of hatching a conspiracy to break up Yugoslavia. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from The Hague.
Slobodan Milosevic held the courtroom stage today for nearly 4 hours. He alternately mocked his accusers and vented his anger and scorn at the tribunal. He remained in total defiant control, slamming the desk with his fist and pointing his finger at the prosecution. And speaking through interpreters, he never gave a hint of remorse, self-doubt, or guilt as he addressed the tribunal.
Your bosses broke up Yugoslavia. This was a war that they had caused.
Milosevic began by taking advantage of the court's high-tech video monitors and showed film clips from German and British TV to bolster his claim that Western intervention in Yugoslavia was contrived. Seen together, the videos gave weight to the theory that some of what Western officials in 1999 called massacres of civilians had actually been gun battles between Serbian forces and armed Kosovo Liberation Army insurgents, those Milosevic calls terrorists. Milosevic, wearing a tie in the red, white, and blue of the Serbian flag, accused the West of wanting to crucify him for defending his homeland, and he spoke disdainfully of Western double standards.
The Americans go right the other side of the globe to fight against terrorism in Afghanistan, whereas here the struggle against terrorism in the heart of one's own country, in one's own home, is considered to be a crime.
The essence of Milosevic's strategy is to turn the tables against the prosecution and claim that NATO is the real war criminal. He said the alliance waged an illegal war against Yugoslavia because it did not have a United Nations mandate. And Milosevic also accused NATO of having violated the Geneva Conventions, hitting civilian targets deliberately trying to send Serbia back to the Stone Age. Pointing to gruesome photographic exhibits of dead and maimed bodies, Milosevic lowered his voice theatrically and identified by name several of the victims, Serb and Albanian, men, women, and children killed by NATO bombs.
In Kosovo, in all the bombing campaigns, they only succeeded in destroying 7 tanks. But, on the other hand, they did succeed in destroying many more hospitals. They hit many more hospitals than they did tanks. They hit many more schools than they did tanks.
But Milosevic sidestepped many of the specific charges raised by the prosecution in its opening presentation. He claimed he tried to put an end to the siege of Sarajevo, which lasted from 1992 to 1995, and he denied knowledge of Serb-run prison camps where Bosnian Muslims were detained in miserable conditions. He claimed he was deceived by underlings. And Milosevic animatedly portrayed himself as underdog. With a sweeping gesture of his arm indicating the entire courtroom, he said the trial is stacked against him because the prosecution has everything at its disposal.
What's on my side? I only have a public telephone booth in the prison in order to face here the most terrible kind of libel addressed against my country, my people, and me.
He complained that he wasn't released on bail, and Milosevic said the entire world knows he would never flee. He would never walk away from what he called this battle. Milosevic is scheduled to continue his opening statement tomorrow. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.